Check, check, check. Here we go. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario? Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's up the scenario? Hi, everybody. I'm doing a midday stream today because I just wanted to talk about stuff and get back to fence work. So this is called How They Rule You because by the way, this is my office. Welcome to my office. I know it has, curtains that look like there's stars in them. That's because it was just my son's room, but I gave him my better room, a bigger room. So I'm now in this room because I prefer to stream outside. So... All right, today, this is called How They Rule You because I wanted to talk about the methods and strategies that you are ruled over, much like farmers rule over cattle. And it's very, very true, and you can rant and rave in the comment section all you like. It doesn't matter to me. I am here for a reason. And... I can take it, man. I can take it. I was reading through the comments from last night, and man, there were some vicious ones. Just vicious. Obviously, I did a lot of banning. But I'm really touching some nerves here, and that's a little scary, but it means I'm doing the right stuff. Like, people don't get this angry unless what you're saying is... You know, you get the flack when you're over the target, is what I'm trying to say. I'm still drinking my coffee. So I'm getting a little sidetracked, but whatever. So let's talk about Elizabeth Warren is running for president. And here you can see Hillary Clinton doing a Hitler salute, looking like Mao Zedong got butt fucked by a crayon. And Elizabeth Warren dressed in red because her people, coyote say, don't trust the white man. The coyote wear red because white people took everything. It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. And who rules us and how they rule us are not up to us. I was reading this morning, or listening, I have to say listen, because I just instinctively say reading, but I listen to most of my news. We are not pulling out of Syria. Bolton, not Michael Bolton, the beloved pop singer, but the warmonger, said that we are not leaving Syria. So it doesn't matter who we elect or what we want. We have to fight these wars for other countries, and I think that it's horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying. So ban it the way they deserve it. Ban. Well, yeah, people get really damn. Michael Bolton screwed up the Syria pullout. No, it's not a screw up. It's all by design. We are the military force for a lot of nations. And they do these backdoor deals, and there's nothing we can do about it. And why do I care? Because I have a little son and another little son who will probably be war age when we are in another world war. So it's I'm doing everything I can to fight that. And when you read the comments, people are so offended that I ban them from telling me my son looks like he has Down syndrome, or I should murder myself, or it's been tough watching me lose my mind. Guys, not that far in the future, you're going to be in a position so desperate for fresh water or a gun that this is all going to appear so silly. There is no possible way that we can get out of this without war. There's none. people said that. Oh, Tina, you have no idea the stuff that people write to me all day. That's why when sometimes when I think emotionally, one of the reasons I switched to doing live streams outside is I didn't want to be connected at all to people saying the things that they were saying around the place that my children play. I wanted my own outdoor area in the wilderness to get away from it. People are insane, that BB. No, I know I'm not insane. And one of the reasons I've had progress to my thoughts, and I don't just sit here and act surprised at every leftist media slamming of white people in a perpetual state of railing, because it doesn't work. And the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. I'm evolving, and I'm trying to figure out what helps, what actually stops this stuff. And to see people on a constant loop, just a constant loop of just like outraged, like it's there's no end to that. That's why I go after the big lies, because I believe the big lies are what keeps people docile like cattle. Like, for example, last night, so you have a very masculine looking female. I think you're supposed to say his or he, or else you can go to jail in Canada. And a very feminine looking Jew hosted the Golden Globes, or as some of my watchers and listeners would prefer to call it, the Golden Flats, because they believe the earth is flat. And by the way, I found something alarming about that, that if it doesn't make you just at least want to hear more about the situation, you're lying to yourself. We'll get to that in a second. So anyway, these two puppets hosted the Golden Flats last night. And so what was their main theme? One year they handed out pizza as a subtle shout out to pedophilia. But this year they handed out vaccine shots. I didn't watch it, but I was looking at recaps because it is what I do for a living. His comment on the falling of our way of life. And all these doctors come out in lab coats and give everybody the flu shot. And they're like, make sure you get William Defoe. You know, they're trying to be funny, and they're saying shots. And so they're injecting the crowd with vaccines, actual syringes. Okay, if that doesn't give you pause, you are hypnotized. You are absolutely in a state of farm animal-like existence. So now there is an agenda being pushed by, and this is by design, that you have a woman with no breasts and a man with no penis hosting an award show for Hollywood pushing an agenda. Because together they are genderless. Like, that's why even Kevin Hart at 4'11", black is too masculine. They get very intimidated by it. And I was thinking about, just as a side note, the voice of Mickey Mouse is disturbing. My son likes Mickey Mouse, which I'm not excited about. And it's a castrated man. It isn't a child. That's a castrated adult. Very weird. So I saw Paul Joseph Watson, Black Lives Matter activist Sean King offered a $100,000 reward for information leading to the capture of the white suspect who murdered a 7-year-old black girl. Media whipped it up into a race-baiting narrative about violent white supremacy sweeping America. Shooter was black, right? You know, God bless Paul Joseph Watson for staying on Twitter and being able to report this stuff, but that doesn't do anything. There's a reason they're doing this, and there's a reason that a lot of you, and myself included, have been and probably will again be just another cog in this machine of subverting a culture. Sean King, this is the thing. So I go on Joe Rogan's show, and he tells me that I shouldn't tweet. I said, I'm against slavery, but it would be funny if it came back just to see Sean King admit he was white. If you watch my second Joe Rogan appearance, you will see Joe Rogan, the 5'6" bald man who thinks he's a ninja, tell me that I shouldn't tweet things like that because they misrepresent me and I should run tweets by him before tweeting. That set off the internet in a troll swarm to continuously at all times, no matter what I tweeted, say, did you run this by Rogan? Did you run this by Rogan? Did you run this by Rogan? Until I was eventually kicked off Twitter permanently, and he did not have me on after I was kicked off. I'm at this point, I'm pretty convinced that there's something going on with that guy. So anyway, I was mocking a guy who is white, acting black, and trying to start race wars at all times. So then it turns out the shooter's black, and then not a peep from Sean King. And just to look back at how insane it is that anyone would think I would censor myself because a 5'6" bald man who looks like a thumb and thinks he's a ninja told me I was misrepresenting myself on Twitter for mocking and drawing awareness to a very, very cancerous individual trying to start race war. So my point is, it's not funny. Like, look at this. Thank you, Satan, for giving me inspiration on how to play this role. Christian Bale accepting his Golden Globe for playing Dick Cheney on Vice. Okay. I just did an episode yesterday called The Dark Side of Comedy, because a lot of people just said, oh, he's joking. It didn't get a lot of laughs at the time because a lot of people in the audience are Satanists or Luciferians. They truly do thank Satan for their craft. And it's escalating, guys. It's escalating to a degree that we all know, and people just want to stay in this perpetual state of shock. Like, I mean, really? Really? I can't even listen to Ben Shapiro anymore. Someone just said, Cheney is pure evil. It does not matter how you feel about Cheney. Thanking Satan for your performance is ridiculous. Oh, and by the way, for those of you out there that had that high and mighty feeling about Dick Cheney back in the day because he was this big warmonger and a liar and whatever, and you felt all good about yourself because you were some like liberal dipshit bisexual slurping down a green smoothie and getting butt fucked after yoga. And you felt so high and mighty because you could say Cheney is a warmonger. Do you understand the left, the deep state, the neocons, all these people have escalated way past Cheney right now. Like the fact that we can't leave Syria if we want to. We can't leave Afghanistan if we want to. There is no anti-war side. None. It's a perpetual war. And so why do they do this stuff at home? Why do they keep white people in a constant state of defense or in a constant state of agitation or in a constant state of, can you believe this? Can you believe this? Oh my God, can you believe this? Or this vaccine narrative. It's because they want to keep us distracted, just like cows. Like what we do with our chicken is we have this like little pinata type thing where we put cabbage and stuff in this little ball and hang it, and the chickens peck at it, and that's how they stay, you know, their minds stay active, and they don't really realize, not that they're capable of realizing because they're dumb, that we are just using them for eggs. Red Elephants, Vincent James, bless you, man. Oh, is he here? I just watched his thing on this. It's one of the reasons that I was like, what is going down? The fact that we can't leave Syria. And I'm not anti-war in the sense that if there is a reason to go to war and there's honor in it, it's like, yeah, that like I understand dying for your nation or fighting for your nation, but this is not that. This is not that. This is a... And here's my opinion on the flat earth. I don't believe the earth is flat at all, but something is up. Something's very suspicious. I feel like it's a lot like aliens, like the alien narrative, where the government's doing some shit and people fill it in with aliens. Like they see some shit in the sky. There was abductions, a lot of abductions in Yosemite and all this stuff, and they're like, aliens. Well, it could also be the parasitic state that extorts trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in blood over its people for centuries. That's way, way more likely. Like this. This was the thing about Flat Earth that I found that I think is very suspicious. There are no commercial flights over Antarctica. Then I kept looking. There's no flights at all over Antarctica. Then I started looking at pictures of Antarctica. There are no pictures of Antarctica. Antarctica, the pictures of Antarctica are composites. There is no pictures of Antarctica. No flights go over Antarctica. I don't know which three these are, but this was an attempt at showing that there are flights over Antarctica. There isn't. There's no flights over the even close to the pole of Antarctica. Those are all on the edge. And the way the flat Earth people describe the Earth is that Antarctica is the entire edge of the world. Now, I have a lot of I'm gonna have on Eric Dubé, I believe his last name is, to discuss it. And I think I can disprove flat Earth, but it's a lot harder than you think. And by the way, all of science is based on questioning. So people saying like, "Oh, you've lost your mind by questioning this." No, I'm curious. I'm intrigued. I'm skeptical. And that's what science is. Science is not a religion. Science is not a way to view the world. Science isn't a lens of control. And I was listening to Stefan Molyneux, who I'm friends with and I'm a huge fan of, debate a flat Earth guy, and the flat Earth guy won the debate. And that was very humbling for me. If I'm gonna have on Eric Dubé, I have to like really do some research because Stefan got really angry at the guy. And the guy was saying, there's no pictures of globe Earth. And Stefan was like, but NASA. And the guy was like, the government, Stefan, like you're the guy that is against the government. You hate the government. Why do you? The only evidence of round Earth, like the only images of round Earth, is a heavily photoshopped image from the various governments of the world. And then, Manu was saying, well, the European space program, China, and he's like, the governments. After World War II, there was absolutely a propaganda campaign where the governments of the world got together and are doing some shit. And this is another thing that I find very bizarre about the flat Earth narrative. Is their map is the UN map. The UN map is what they believe is how the world actually works, and wouldn't that be hiding in plain sight? Now, the world is not flat. There's no fucking way. But to listen to someone that smart get beaten by a guy simply asking questions, it made me realize that the amount of people that are incapable of questioning their most basic beliefs is mind-blowing. And someone accused me of being postmodern, where this is the opposite of postmodern. I'm not saying I have a truth, you have a truth, truth is whatever we believe it to be. I'm saying that unless you can prove the steps along the way, you can't get to a conclusion. And this is not a new thought for me. This is how I was raised. Me and my brother were going to do a podcast called something like Do We Know Anything? Or something along those lines, where we took the most basic stuff. Like our parents would have us debate and argue our hands are our feet. That's just I'm just making that up right now, but is our hand our foot? And you'd say, "Oh, of course our hand is not our foot." Don't be dumb, idiot. And then you'd have to like literally figure out how to argue that your hand is not your foot. And that's the only way you can have any opinions or views on anything, because you have to start at the base, like what you see, what you feel, what you touch, what you taste, what you smell, what makes sense, logical consistency, what the narrative says, what information says, are people contradicting themselves, what are the means, motive, and opportunity, stuff like that. And once you do that, once you start from that base, you can learn anything. And it's a fascinating time. It's a wonderful thing to do. And it's healthy. And to see the sickness in human minds, and to have two young boys that I'm bringing into this world right now is hard, man. And it is. Anybody out there that's a dad of or a mom of young children knows that on one hand, you have the narrative that is obviously wrong, that white males are responsible for all crime and rape and death in the world, and you know, we should be punished severely by paying for everyone's stuff forever. But then on the other side, you have people that are literally saying the earth is flat because they don't believe anything anymore and are starting from the beginning. That's a tough time, but it's also an exciting time. It's a time of rebirth. It's a time of illumination. The Illuminati have kind of ruin that word, I guess, but it's a good word. Illumination, to illuminate, to lighten, to show brightness, to bring brightness into, to reveal, the great revealing. And what is Rogan on right now? That's all right. The guy's 5'6" and he looks like a human thumb and he thinks he's a ninja. He's 52 years old and he hangs out with a bunch of young dudes who worship Lucifer, shoot bows and arrows, sit in their little float tanks and smoke and eat weed and giggle and think that that's awesome. That is a loser, guys. That's a loser. I don't care how much money you have or how much you've accomplished. If you sit around with your Satan buddies smoking weed, pretending to be a ninja, you're 5'6 and bald, you're a loser. You're just simply a loser. And I'm a little resentful. Now, every time I see Sean King divide people more, or, you know, he's getting funded by a lot of people that want us to fight wars. And this brings me back to a criticism I have of Israel. And yes, I believe Israel has the right to exist. Yes, I'm friends with a lot of Israelis. I might tour Israel. I think it's awesome that they got their own country. But when you have America incapable of getting out of wars that only seem to benefit Israel, that's a problem. That's obviously a problem. Am I wrong? I mean, Syria, when you look at they had a plan to topple all these nations, including Iran, back in like 2004. None of this has to do with gas attacks. In fact, it's pretty obvious at this point the gas attacks were false flags and they murdered children just to get war. Yeah, it's and we gave Israel $36 billion this year or something, and we can't have $5 billion for ourselves to build a wall to protect our own nation, but yet we paid for their wall. That's madness. And that isn't Jew hate. That isn't saying Israel shouldn't exist. That's just obvious. Joe Rogan, yeah, Rogan sold out for a bag of cash. I can't make that statement. All I'm saying is the guy is a faggot. Probably takes cocks in his ass and mouth and hands. Don't forget Joe's hands. Never forget his hands. I mean, he's got warm hands and they're made for jerking. I'm 5'11", smoke weed and giggle, and I have a full head of hair, says Jamie Deluxe. Well, the 5'11" and the hair makes it so you don't qualify for what I was just describing, Jamie. And you beat opioids. Rogan didn't have to beat that. He didn't have his friend die in 1 foot of water because he had an asthma attack. He started taking painkillers because of his back, gets hooked on him, and now giggles and smokes weed and reveals pedophiles from his front porch. Jamie, you don't think I listen? No, Joe looks like a human thumb, and he's 5'6", and he's bald, And he thinks he's a ninja. Is Rogan's thumb his asshole? Joe sold out. He did the flip-flop on the moon landing hoax. Rogan can't give up weed longer. I think there's a big secret in Antarctica. Antarctica has been... I had dreams about Antarctica last night. Yeah, Jamie's awesome. Follow Jamie Deluxe. Great guy. And also follow Red Elephants. Vincent's a great guy. I was having dreams about Antarctica last night because I don't think the world is flat, but they're hiding something in Antarctica. I'm going to dive deep in this. Guys, they won't let anyone go into Antarctica. Like, after World War II, there's all these operations where they, like, they literally won't let you go into Antarctica. It's a continent. It's not allowed to be seen. Yeah, bird. I know, dude. It's wild. Operation, what was it? Fishbowl operation. There's a few of these. It's the forbidden zone. Yeah, an entire continent is a forbidden zone. What if they found out the Earth wasn't a globe? Wouldn't that be so ironic, guys? The globalism is the mimic is the mocking mimicry that's hiding in plain sight. Wouldn't that be hilarious? In just a sick way. And the UN itself has the map that flat Earth people believe is the real map, and they're hiding it right in plain sight. And if people think I'm insane for questioning things, this is how you're supposed to question everything. Operation Deep Freeze, yeah. That's the whole point. Operation High Jump. You're supposed to question everything, and that's how you get to your conclusion. Anybody who says you're stupid or you're insane or you're losing your mind because you are willing to listen to somebody or to question somebody, they're trying to keep you an animal in a cage. And it's like, oh, he's a flat earther. He's a flat earther. He's a flat earther. It's like, why can't we go to Antarctica? Why are we not allowed to fly over Antarctica? Why is citizens of the world, as these assholes like to call it, why can't anyone go into the interior of Antarctica? Why? I have several reasons that I believe the Earth is a globe, and I would love to debate them and talk them through with a flat Earth guy. But that being said, it's going to be a lot more challenging than the moon landing thing. I would debate anybody about the moon landing hoax. Anybody. I wouldn't even need much prep. It's so obvious that it's laughable. I feel more comfortable with that debate than me debating that the Earth is round. And I know that sounds insane, but it's not. If you really, really look into this stuff, there's a weird amount of rebuttals for obvious shit. And I'm going to be banning people here. Oh, and I'm probably going to end up using some of your sound bites in one of my songs. Does that sound all right? Oh, yeah, of course. Always use whatever you want. Please, people chop this up and make me into anything they want to all the time, and I just have to accept that. So if you're going to do something cool with it, that's way better than anything. You can go. You just can't leave without handcuffs. Anyone can go to Antarctica. Nobody's stopping you. That isn't true. And the fact that you're spreading... No, nah, you're not going to get banned. You probably believe that. Antarctica is the Game of Thrones wall. There's something going on down there. There are many flight paths that should go over. It's a tundra of ice, nothing there. Okay. It's an entire continent. It's an entire continent. There's nothing there. Then why don't planes fly over it? Like, planes aren't allowed to fly over Antarctica. Like, that's not allowed. Why did the Nazis go to Antarctica in the 1930s? Like, what was down there? Secrets, ladies and gentlemen. The big, big secrets. All right, let me read some PayPals. I'm going to get back to working on my fence. Jones Plantation video explains what you're talking about perfectly. I can't link address. Thank you, Owen, for helping me get away from porn. I'm attempting to get my friends off as well. Can I be verified as Baby Black Bear? Welcome, Baby Black Bear. But let me tell you something. Hang on, someone said something. We found all reserves underneath the North Pole. Is it possible there's something over there? It could be oil. It could be as simple as oil. I don't know. That's what I'm asking. I believe that porn is a CIA thing. Why is something that used to be so expensive, so free, like a crumpy magazine used to be expensive? Like growing up, we had a, just to lighten the mood, I'll show you, I'll give you guys a little stand up here about Spank Mountain. But I think that you, porn, and there's a weird effect. When you stop watching porn, you start questioning what's going on in Antarctica. And I know that sounds funny. And it is funny. This Spank Mountain. Give me one second. I'm just downloading it. This is from a while ago. Holy shit. When you stop watching porn, because a lot of the porn addiction isn't about watching people have sex. It's about foraging on the internet. It's about information. It's the same parts of your brain that are triggered when you're looking for nuts and berries. And yeah, there's a pun there somewhere, but we have a foraging nature. And so if you quit one addiction, you have to replace it with something else. And that usually becomes conspiracy videos about Antarctica. All right, one second. This is what porn used to be like back in the day. Oh, and when I was banning people last night, I would check out their profile. I don't know if I said this already, but almost all of them are huge Jordan Peterson fans. Like people that would be like, because I can't stand the, it's hard watching you become insane. I came here for the comedy and the family values, and now all you do is rant about the moon. I can't watch it. So of course, ban. It's like, no, not only are you, now you can't watch. It's almost like that, that one mafia movie where they're like, those mobsters were trying to kick the bikers out of the club. And finally they locked the door and they go, now you can't leave. And they just killed all of them. I feel that way with some people I block where I'm like, where they're like, I don't know if I can watch you lose your mind on camera every night in the house you own with the family who loves you and is growing. With your giant body of work in the hardest industry there is in entertainment, that you self-produced 5 comedy specials in a little over a year. I can't watch anymore. And then I'm like, good, because now you can't. All right, this is called Spank Mountain.
My brother used to always give me really bad advice as a kid. He was an older brother that bragged about the wrong shit. I don't know if you know people that brag about the wrong shit. Where he's like, dude, I just got some hairspray to make a blowtorch. Yeah. And it's like clearly a bad idea. You know, other times he'd be like, dude, I had sex. No condom. And it's like, no, the after school special says not to do that. He's like, no, brother, it feels way better without one. I'm like, okay. And before I tell this next story, I have to preface by saying, when I hit puberty in the early 90s, there was no internet. So masturbating was took a lot of creativity and ingenuity. You know, the stuff that makes America great, by the way. And like there was no internet porn. Like people don't understand. Like now you can just look at crazy shit and then hit delete history and it's just, it's gone. You used to have to hold it in your hand. Like you used to have a Playboy magazine. And it was always there for anyone to see. It was so people would hide their shit in the woods. You'd keep porno magazines in the woods. And anybody over 30 has experienced some level of wood porn where it's in the woods. And you just see a picture about next to a tree. And you're like, all right, I understand that. He didn't want that in the house. We had a little shack. No one knew where the shack came from or whose it was. It was in the middle of the woods. And it was up a hill. And we called it Spank Mountain. And I was from a small town, you know, and generation after generation, people would just leave like crumpled picks to like whack to. And, you know, that was part of being a man, was your first pilgrimage up Spank Mountain. You know, you did it alone, but you knew you were part of something bigger than yourself. And so that's the preface, because this next part sounds a little weird. So you got to know where we're coming from. Now it seems crazy, but at the time, my brother randomly was like, "Brother, you ever bang an orange?" And I was like, "Ew, no, an orange?" He's like, "Yeah, just cut a hole in it, microwave it for like 30 seconds, not too much. Don't make it too hot. You got to make it warm. And put your wiener in there and move it around." I was like, "Yeah." But then the seed was planted. So later, that's why I prefaced with Spank Mountain, because now that sounds crazy. Not then it was. And it was desperate times. You know? You couldn't pull things out of a cloud. Like, you, it was a physical reality. So one day I was looking at, you know, a bunch of oranges, and I was like, I wonder if my mom would realize one was missing. And so, you know, I put a hole in it, I microwaved it, and I made love to that orange. But here's the thing. As soon as I was inside it, my dick started burning, like, really bad. I couldn't finish. I got, like, two pumps in, then I buried it because I felt so much shame. And I told my brother, I was like, "Brother, I was like, I fucking banged the orange and my dick burned a lot." He goes, "You didn't use a condom?" This is a true story. I'm like, "No, you said not to use condoms." He's like, "Yeah, with people, not with fucking citric acid. Are you out of your fucking mind?"
All right. Yeah, that was a while ago. That was 2014, was that clip. I could still look that young. maybe 2013. Yeah. I should get real healthy. I'm motivated because people that weren't talking shit were like, "Man, look how young Owen looks." And that was only like 5 years ago. So I should really just start cranking up the greens and bailing on the breads. But anyway, yeah, porn didn't used to be like it did. That's why men my age and older made for better lovers and better husbands and stuff. Because, or, you know, younger people that know how to avoid internet porn, but it literally makes your brain mush gravy, where you just are like, "Whatever, yeah, I mean, yeah, of course we went to the moon, why wouldn't we? Can I wear the goggles now?" And yeah, and then people be like, "What, why are you so crazy now, Owen? You used to be such a happy-go-lucky comedian." That's a bit I did about fucking an orange and burning my penis, and how my brother would tell me not to use condoms when having sex with human beings. So that was carefree? I'm just always trying to figure out when the carefree time in my life was. When was the carefree time in young Owen's life? Because I'm pretty sure it didn't exist. Firmament separating the waters is a reference to a layer of water that used to sit above the sky to protect us from radiation before the flood, and part of the flood was that falling through the sky. That's intense. How do you find out this shit? Just questioning vaccines is a real test to see if someone can be unplugged from the Matrix. The metals and secret quartz are enough to question it. Yeah, I'm not too excited about vaccines these days. Someone said Owen is a narc. I can't tell if you're joking or not. I'm going to say you're joking. We never went to the moon. It's the dumbest thing. It's the easiest thing to disprove I've ever seen. Say what you want about Pelosi, but at least she names our country properly every time. Too many politicians miss the part where we are of America. United States of America. I'm Owen Benjamin of America. White middle class are the tax cows. Yeah, and the blood. Look up Curious Life videos on the horizon. He explains a lot of what people think the Earth is curved. It's all in the human eye's limitation. What I want to know is, how come if you go up 120,000 feet in a weather balloon, it doesn't look like there's a curve? And I think there is a curve. I just want to know why. And if me asking that question makes people insanely angry, then maybe it's time we all said goodbye. 30,000 people worked on Apollo, all liars. Would you like me to answer that? Think about a war, right? And let's just pull one out of thin air, like Iraq. Think of how many people were at war in Iraq who believed we were there to find weapons of mass destruction. The way lies and power work in a pyramid is you don't need that many people to know the main thing, the main reason why you're there. And many times, years and years and years later, you find out. Or like the Civil War, a lot of it had to do with taxes and had nothing to do with slavery at all. Think about how many people right now don't even know that. You know? Most people right now, 100 years later, can't even explain why World War I happened. But yet you think that everybody who's working at NASA is aware of the dupe? You're out of your mind. Like that isn't even close to reality. Just the same person that says, like, how could that secret be kept? Just say, why did we fight in World War I? What was the reason? He said, well, I mean, Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated. It's like, so why would the entire world go to war because the Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated? Do you know what country that was in? Someplace in the Balkans. I mean, it's always in the goddamn Balkans, isn't it? Who assassinated? The Black Hand. Like, people will know that stuff. I believe his name was Princip. Okay, after that, they have no idea. They have no idea why we went to war in World War I and why millions and millions and millions of bodies stacked around no man's land and stank for 4 years, right? No one knows. I mean, I have an idea, but... And so those same people were the ones being like, but Big Bear, how could you have a government agency working on something where everyone doesn't know the truth? Are you out of your fucking minds? Like, I used to think it was intelligent. Like, that's why I was talking about my IQ a little bit. It's not my IQ. It's not because I'm smart, quote unquote, an idiot can see through these things. And very smart people have a hard time seeing through these things. I'm off the IQ thing. Because I've come to the conclusion that that isn't why I can see through these things at all. Because houseplants could ask enough questions to get past the basic reason why we went to World War I. Like a houseplant. A houseplant just sitting there not saying anything is actually more intelligent than how the average person sounds, with a lot of intelligence. So, do people know what goes on in a corporation at all levels? Of course not. They have lies about everything. Yep. Pattern recognition, maybe. Maybe, like, how I can write jokes and stuff, maybe. But the level at which I'm asking questions, it's the basic child level. It's before you're indoctrinated. It's before the world breaks you. Everyone has this quality. I'm not special in that sense. It's not about IQ. It really isn't. And I've realized that. Because it's so simple. Just to say, well, how did they transmit a live feed from the moon? Why didn't we ever go back? And for those people that say, there's nothing there. Well, rewatch Neil Armstrong's only interview we ever gave to that British guy who sounds like Stewie from Family Guy. He was like, of course we'll go back. It's actually better. And this is the craziest part. He references Antarctica. All right, hang on. Let's look this up. Let's just watch this and then I'll call it a day. I didn't bring my computer adapter just to make sure I didn't go too far. Like, I didn't do a 3-hour cast. Because I know myself. I know my limitations. Neil Armstrong. By the way, Armstrongs are assholes. One, they're both liars, Lance and Neil. Interview. All right, here we go. Let me download this puppy. This is The Sky at Night, BBC, 1970. I think black people really, I know why black people really respect Neil Armstrong, because they know snitches get stitches. And that nigga kept a secret. Like, he's like a hero in the black community because snitches, as we all know, do get stitches. Now let's watch the last minute of this liar talk to this British guy. It's so stupid. How can people not see through it? And the word, and when the anger comes from, as soon as someone realizes they can't answer your questions, the anger comes. And the beatings come. And the stabbings. All right, here we go.
You're one of the very, very few people, I think, whose opinion on this is really worth having. In fact, there are only four of you. Do you think, from your knowledge of the moon, having been there, that it is going to be possible in the foreseeable future to set up scientific bases there on anything like a large scale?
Oh, I'm quite certain that we'll have such bases in our lifetime. Somewhat like the Antarctic stations and similar scientific outposts, continually manned.
I mean, although that's a little weird, right?
Certainly, let's just talk there's about the this problem of the environment, the vacuum.
So out of nowhere, he just happens to reference Antarctica and how it's going to be a lot like Antarctica. And he's sure that we will have stations there. Listen.
That it is going to be possible in the foreseeable future to set up scientific bases there on anything like a large scale?
Oh, I'm quite certain that we'll have such bases in our lifetime.
He's quite certain. So you're not arguing with me anymore. You're arguing with Neil motherfucking Armstrong.
Somewhat like the Antarctic stations and similar scientific outposts, continually manned. All.
By the way, he does look like a space alien. So continually manned, just like our Antarctic outpost. So it's weird that we're not allowed to go to Antarctica or the moon anymore. What did he know?
Oh, certainly there's the problem of the environment, the vacuum, and the high and low temperatures of day and night. Still in all, in many ways, it's more hospitable than Antarctica might be.
So he's saying the moon is more hospitable than Antarctica because he's about to talk about how there's no wind or unpredictable storms.
There are no storms, no snow, no high winds, no unpredictable weather phenomena that we're yet aware of. And the gravity is a very pleasant kind of place to work in.
So it's a very pleasant kind of place to work in. And in a lot of ways, it's more hospitable than Antarctica itself. But yet, that's not the narrative we have now, is it, Neil?
Better than here on Earth. And I think it would be quite a pleasant place to do scientific work and quite practical.
Sir Armstrong, thank you very much. And again, let me say what a tremendous honor and privilege it's been to have you with us.
Thank you.
So it's quite practical. It's quite practical that we would have a continuously manned research facility on the moon, just like Antarctica. And so when people say that I've lost my mind for simply asking those questions, I say they can suck on I was about to say my big fat cock, but that's disrespectful. I'm a married man. Even in a joking fashion, I'm not going to say that. All right, super chats. Look up Curious Life videos on the horizon. He explains a lot of why people think the Earth is curved. It's all the human eye's limitation. If you're serious about getting rid of people, you should go ahead and switch to stream.me. Most of the trolls wouldn't make the jump. Well, that's the goal. stream.me/OwenBenjaminComedy. Please sign up there. I will eventually make that jump. I'm almost done with YouTube at this point. There's too many psychopaths because mental illness really, I don't even know what mental illness means, but there is toxicity that can transfer from brain to brain in people when you're around awful too much, and just mining through the sludge of some of these comment sections to get to the people that I actually relate to. And then people say, well, you're going to make an echo chamber, Big Bear. No, I'm not. I'm actually lived in Hollywood for 16 years. I'm a touring comedian. I'm inundated nonstop by leftist deep state propaganda from literally all movies, all TV, all comedy, all the time. I'm pretty sure I'm not at risk whatsoever of being in an echo chamber. In fact, Just getting away from the slime of most people's thoughts is the opposite of an echo chamber. Saying that, imagine someone, a sane person, is in an insane asylum, and he lives in an insane asylum, and then another sane person gets put in the insane asylum, and they both are like, wait a minute, you don't drink your own pee-pee? It's like, no, I've never even wanted to drink my own pee-pee. You don't drink your pee-pee? It's like, no, let's just hang out. And then someone comes over and is like, you're living in an echo chamber, boys. You have to hang out with everyone who's eating their own shit and pee. And it's like, no, I don't want that, though. I know that world. I know the drink your own pee-pee world. I'm out. And I will make probably, way less money. That's one of the freeing things about blocking people is you realize I'm losing clicks every time I block someone. Because a lot of haters watch your shit more than anybody else. But I don't care. It's extremely freeing to know that your self-worth and your mind is worth more than money. It makes you feel great. So hopefully, right now there's 3,600 people watching. That's great. And I'm looking at the chat and it's awesome. Yeah, it's like the beatings and the bannings have increased morale. And that's a fact. Look at the chat. We don't have like all those psychopaths that we had. I've banned probably 500, 1,000 people already. Easily. And my guys ban people all the time. Just get the hell out of here. Am I going back on Crowder? I hope so. I haven't talked to him in a little while. He's taking a much needed breather. Let me finish reading this. The possession of the equinox does not work on flat earth model. NASA are liars. Both models are wrong. Psalm 119 is equally weird in German. All right. Research Admiral Byrd Antarctica expedition in flight over it and his discovery of a Nazi base there. Well, that's another thing, watching Molyneux and that flat earth guy. The flat earth guy blatantly won, which was surprising because Molyneux is one of the smartest people I know. The flat earth guy was like, yeah, it was started by Nazis, Steph. He's like, it's the government. It's a foreign government operating within the United States government, funded by tax money, and you trust them? I just don't get why that anyone falls for that. Hey, BB, you've given me so much value by posting all your streams since the beginning, and that's where I started because I am OCD, LOL. So it took a while to catch up. Please verify me as Cavalry Bear. Welcome, Cavalry Bear. I sent you a PayPal. Gun to my head, I will give you $1,000 to do a real deep dive into Q. Why is MSM spending millions to debunk Q if it's just a LARP? If you think the backlash from the moon was bad. You don't have to give me $1,000 to do anything. Unless you're like a Google executive, that would make me feel bad. Unless like there are people that have given me some strong donations. I will say this though. Someone commented, I'm a Patreon and I super chat. I don't come here to see you have tech problems. Guess what I did? I'll give you one guess. It rhymes with Ban Rand. I wrote a novel by Ban Rand. I was Banderson Cooper. Joe Rogan's Chrome Dome is proof of global Earth. Well, that's what people say. People have said that for a long time. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Like, there's no amount of money that would allow me to be disrespected by anybody. So I'm not saying that about the $1,000 lady. I'm just saying that I don't want you to give me $1,000 for anything. Unless you're, like, loaded. Which some people are, but I'm just saying it's most likely a terrible move. But I'll look into Q. They must test shit in Antarctica to fake prove global warming or something, because you can go if you donate a certain amount of money to some charity. My boyfriend explained it to me. Hedge fund manager guy. We met you in West Palm. Well, ask him how I can get there. and what charity it is. Like, you don't have to, like, kill a kid on camera or something, right, to, like, be able to go? Because I'm guessing that's probably part of the deal. Was the Mountain debate recent or from 3 years ago? 3 years ago. Listen to it. It gets to the point where Molyneux's getting angry and kind of mean. And this was Molyneux's argument, which kind of like bothered me a little bit. He was like, you're going to face horrible social repercussions. You work in a warehouse because of your views. Like, people are going to think you're crazy. Like, that was Molyneux's argument. And I was like, I felt the same way when Crowder was on Rogan. Like, when Rogan was bashing Crowder for saying that marijuana isn't good for you. Like, I'm so, like, that's the funniest thing when people say that I'm some kind of asshole. It's like, I'm such an underdog supporter. Like, when I see someone bullying somebody that I believe is more right than the person doing the bullying, I get really fired up. And so I got real protective because I was like, Stefan Weitzer's higher IQ than Black Molyneux is going to make an argument that social outcasting is what? That episode was very unprofessional. Yeah, I'm not talking shit about Molyneux. I'm sure people will clip this and be like, Owen Benjamin, start shit with Molyneux. Whatever you need to get your clicks, guys. But it just seems so unlike him because he's so good at arguments. He literally wrote the book on it. And I just, as someone who's facing a lot of social outcasting myself, I didn't like that at all. Not one bit. Here's some powder to keep your band hand strong. Can I be verified as Aggie Bear? Stay strong, my friend. Welcome, Aggie Bear. If you read about Stanley Levison, MLK's literal communist Jew handler and speechwriter, I Have a Dream sounds like globalism because it is. Love your show very much. Have a great day. I have a dream that one day from the snow-capped mountains of Colorado, black boys and white boys will eat bagels. And they will say, these are free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty the bagels are free at last. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get proper discounts so little black boys and little black girls can join hands and have to pay full price for what they buy at any Jewish delicatessen. I have a dream today. I am happy today to join you in the greatest display of freedom in the history of America. 50 ago, my brothers and sisters came here on slave ships. Of course, they owned the ships. They were the Jews. That's pretty funny. Little black boy, Jews and Gentiles, black girls and white boys can join hands and say, stay in Syria. Stay in Syria. We must stay in Syria. One day we will be bombing Iran. Not for America, but for another country. I got disowned by my own sister for saying giving kids hormone blockers. Love seeing someone publicly fighting that fight. Love your show. Well, thank you. That's just the beginning. Wait till you really figure out why people are so deranged that they're even possibly thinking about hormone blockers for children. I have a dream that one day on the white hills of Antarctica, not just Nazi SS officers who have teamed up. Man, I had want to talk about psychological controlling. I have a friend whose dad was high-level Mossad, right? And they had to raise a kitten. This is what I was told. They had to raise a kitten And then once the kitten was raised, they had to kill the cat. And that was like how to like prove that you're fucking badass or something. It's just, that always struck me as really intense. Mossad, yeah. I'm still supportive of the nation of Israel. I just don't like how America is basically like their big friend. And these little fuckers will just like kick a bunch of people in the shin and then just be like, well, we got America over here. And America's like, Harvey, what did you do? And they're like, nothing. But can you beat them up for me? And you're like, no, stop. Israel hates cats. I have no idea. We're going to kill what you love. Oh, yeah, I know. That's it. I'm almost positive it's a true story. I don't know why this person would lie about that. What? How could you support evil? Well, I don't know. See, that's when things get retarded. It's like people living in America, and I'm not one of these fucking morally subjective, like, we're all evil people. I know, like, I'm proud to be an American, but it's like, how can anyone that says, I believe that nations have a right to exist, and then be like, well, I mean, you support evil? As they fucking tweet me from their computers in America. It's just like, it's so... Yeah, I don't like Israel. Yeah, you. There's no reason you have to like Israel. That's not my point. The point is, if you structure your thought process based on who has a right to exist and who doesn't, it's almost like nation eugenics. And it always bites yourself in the ass. Always, always, always. If you start making an argument why you get to take out one nation and not another nation, that gun will be turned on you. It's very, very similar to the Second Amendment debate. Anytime someone says they know who gets to have guns and who doesn't, you will be the one who gets your guns taken away. It's so similar to the nation thing. Now, the adult conversation is, why is our government paying for walls in other countries and not our own walls? The adult conversation is, why do we have to fight Syria when it's clearly better than the shit hell that will come from toppling a secular dictator? It's not whether or not Israel has a right to exist. That's the adult conversation. It's similar to abortion. The adult conversation isn't, is abortion right or wrong? It's wrong. That conversation is ridiculous. The adult conversation is, what should the legal ramifications of it be? Is it a moral issue that should be taught at home or enforced by the government? Like, those are the adult conversations, not is it right or wrong to terminate the life of an unborn child. That's settled. Like, that, there is no argument for that. There is no argument for saying abortion's morally right. The adult conversation is, how do you enforce that? Do you make it murder? Do you put people in jail? Or do you teach it at home and have your offspring not do it? This man has lost his mind, says Bob. Well, guess what, Bob? I think you probably work for the CIA. And most likely not even a human being. Yeah. I have a dream today that one day, from the Black Hills of Georgia to the snow-capped mountains of Colorado, I have a dream today. I have a dream that all men and women, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles will join hands and sing in the old nigger spiritual, free at last, thank God Almighty we are free at last. Imagine if he accidentally said nigger during it. We'll join hands and sing in the old nigger spiritual. Free at last, thank God Almighty we are free at last. Palestinians are lying thieves. Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big fan of the Muzzies. I know some really cool Muslims, but Islam is as bad an ideology as you can possibly have. And the old nigger spiritual. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty we are free at last. It would make me laugh for eternity if he accidentally said that, and we didn't figure it out till like now, because it was just so sing-songy that you never even thought about it. And then like someone figured it out, and then yeah, fuck Islam. Yeah, Islam is death. Islam is awful. Straight up, just, it's just awful. Awful stuff, guys. They have a pedophile and a flying horse who is a warlord, and Islam literally means submission. It's communism with a god, ladies and gentlemen. It is absolute shit. But that doesn't mean there aren't some Muslim individuals who are really good people. You know, I can't stand Catholicism. I think that the little Pope with his big boner hat sitting in his walled castle telling everyone else they can't have walls is insanely bad. But look at the Red Elephants guy. He's Catholic, and he's a moral voice in the wilderness. So it's not like and I'm not comparing Catholicism and Islam. Islam's way crazier. But the Pope with his boner hat saying that we can't have walls and that, you know, he's rewriting the Bible and shit. It's just like, it's madness. Free at last. Black men and white women. Imagine if he slipped up twice and he goes, black men and white women, join hands and genitals and sing in the spiritual free at last. His big boner hat. Yeah, he's dressed as a wizard. I mean, I don't know if anyone else wants to point that out. And people that say that small cabals of people can't control the lives of millions of people have never read the history of the Vatican or the 54 miles of shelf space of secret documents that no one's allowed to read in the, you know, the dungeons of the Vatican. And, you know, the Pope speaks in a room that looks like a giant serpent's face. The old nigga spiritual. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty we are free at last. Black men and white women, join hands. Isn't that hysterical? Imagine Pope has a wall. Yeah, he's a giant wall, and he also has his own bodyguards dressed in ridiculous outfits. The Swiss guards are dressed like lollipop munchkin people. And they probably have to do some kind of weird thing with the Pope that I don't even want to know. Oh, and I'm worried about you. There's no such thing as a conspiracy. Okay. Well, you're now banned. Banned in the USA. I was banned in the USA. I was banned. Black men and white women join hands. And say, in the old nigga spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty we are free at last. I am happy today to join you in what appears to be a lot of people that don't care about going to work. Over 1 million of us have gathered today in front of George Washington's penis monument and the weird reflective pool that kind of reflects the as done above will so be done below in the satanic fucking bullshit. I don't like those mirror pools. I think there's something going on with them. I'm not ready to make a claim, but there's something weird with it. It's like the as above so below shit. It's odd. And they look like boners. I am happy today to join you people who obviously have no interest in going to a job, as we protest the very nation that gave us the ability to stand here and talk shit about it. From the Black Hills of Georgia to the snow-capped mountains of Colorado, I have a dream. I have a dream that one day the CIA will stop fucking with me. Did you guys hear that the president wants to address the nation tomorrow and the networks are refusing to air it? Oh, I wonder why they are. Could it have anything to do with Operation Mockingbird? It's all, like, you can look up these operations. Operation Mockingbird is the CIA's control of all the media in America. Uh-oh. I'm happy today. Dude, if you look up the word faggot in a dictionary in the 1970s, it had nothing to do with homosexuals. Did you also know that there has not been a homosexual-driven hate crime in 40 years? And the guy that got dragged behind that pickup truck, that big story, was probably about a meth deal. That's a true story. So, do you understand the word faggot has probably never been used in a quote-unquote hate crime defined by liars? So, there's that. I'm happy today to be joined by you people who have come here to complain about the very system that freed them from slavery, and now they do not go to the jobs that they are being paid for. I have a dream today! Like, this is why Martin Luther King Jr. is a wizard, and I'll get out on this. That shaky-voiced bullshit that he does, where it sounds like he's almost ready to cry all the time, is by design. You can literally teach someone how to do that. I have a dream that one day little black girls and little white boys will join hands and sing in the Negro spiritual, the nigger spiritual. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty we are free at last. What God is he referring to, by the way? The guy, like, he would do those, like, weird Aleister Crowley sex orgies and shit. Like, that guy was, and I heard he was not opposed to some boner play. Martin Luther Ding Dong Jr., you know what I'm saying? Like, his wife knew about his infidelity so much that she wouldn't even expect phone calls from him on the road because she knew he was fucking other women. I mean, is that the actions of a godly man? He was projecting suffering to pull you in emotionally. Oh, of course. Yeah, he was trying to make people feel oppressed when they weren't. Like, black people in America were on the upward trajectory from the 1930s to the late 1960s, black people were rising and rising and rising in wealth and education, and the government put an end to that with the civil rights movement, plateaued it and crashed it. They used to have a higher percentage of marriage with children than white people did. Black people did. Black people went to church more. They were more likely to be born into a married family, which, as we know, is the factor for privilege, is are your parents married? That's literally the factor. And so the federal government sent out Martin Schill Jr., King, Martin Luther Schill Jr., to go, I am happy today to talk about the chains that we still wear on our ankles and on our cocks and balls and vaginas and necks and hands. Don't be embarrassed as I like black people. Well, you're about to get banned. Because if you like all black people, you're a fucking retard. It's not even on the table. I can see him banging other women, not dudes. Come on now. Oh, no. That guy was hungry. He was thirsty all the time. Sex addicts on that level. That's why a lot of these rocks are... Like, Dr. Dre takes dick in his ass. That's a fact. So... Dudes like, a lot of those, you know, Eazy-E didn't get AIDS from a woman in the mid-80s, guys. And the, it's called taking dick on the down low. A lot of it starts in prison or just lack of dads. I don't know what the fuck it is. Hang on, Owen the type of nigga that has zero black friends. Unfortunately, that isn't true, but I'm obviously banning you. I would love to have zero black friends. Unfortunately, I have some black friends, and it's not, I don't like it. You know, I prefer if they were white, but you can't choose who you like. You know, Magic Johnson didn't get AIDS from a woman, guys. Anyway, so these dudes, they're just so into fucking and getting fucked that they just jump to dudes because it's about flesh. like when you go down that rabbit hole of sex addiction, it becomes about flesh. It's very, very, very gay. Hey man, any career-related goals that you'd like to achieve this year? Example, tour more, switch up digital formats, platforms, Moonbear shit. Moonbear shirt. I'd love to do the Moonbear shirt. I would like to get my fence built, which I'm about to go do. I've accomplished everything I've ever wanted in comedy. I mean, I don't even have any of this shit. I mean, here's a picture right here. Look at that. That's allegedly Paul McCartney, and I do mean allegedly. This is after Paul McCartney told me I was like one of the funniest dudes he's ever seen, and then I pissed all over his own dick. Just kidding. I didn't really piss all over his own dick. But no, I've fucking done all that shit. They're all short, and they have soft hands. Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty we are free at last! There is no free at last. That's a Ponzi scheme. Jamie Deluxe kicked off YouTube again. Is that true? Was Jamie Deluxe kicked off YouTube again? Guys? What's the deal on that? Oh, I guess Jamie Deluxe gone? Really? Is that real? Or is this, Owen is spot on about the sex addiction stuff. Has nothing to do with man or woman. You're just a fiend. Yeah, exactly. Jamie Deluxe is gone again? Jamie Deluxe free at last. Motherfucker. They just took down Jamie Deluxe's YouTube. I was binge watching after your stream and it said his account was terminated. What the hell is going on? We all know what's going on. Okay, this is my career goal and then I'll go. A bunch of people said they were going to make me my own app and all this shit. Nobody did. So, I mean, someone made one early and then it became kind of weird. But my goal would be to get off YouTube and to get on somewhere else, like stream.me/OwenBenjaminComedy. But I'd like to operate my own, but I don't have any skills to do that, and I don't have the funding to do that. Granted, your PayPals are very, very generous, and I love them. But they're going to come for all of us, guys. And join hands in the old nigga spiritual. Free at last, free at last. They're all liars, guys. They're liars. They're all liar scumbags. There's a higher chance that the earth is flat than I won't be kicked off YouTube permanently. You understand that? Dude, I can make you your own ticketing website. Yeah, I mean, listen, if someone wants to do that shit, do it. I've heard a lot of people tell me that they're going to do a lot of shit and some people do some really outstanding stuff. Like, my core people are legends, but in general, a lot of people just say they're going to do stuff and then they don't. Been a fan for years and go to your live acts whenever I can. Warlord and Helium, your streams only get better as time goes on. No effing compromising ever. Hell yeah, thanks, Mike. I'm still making your app, brother. Oh, Joe, thank God. I haven't heard from you in a while. They just took down Jamie Deluxe, yep. The speech rambling should be clipped into a full speech, gold. I agree. All right, I gotta go. And the old nigga spiritual, free life. He sounds, it's like, you know, like when women pretend to cry when they get pulled over by cops and then they like offer sex and they have that shaky, stupid voice where they're like, I was just trying to help you. I was just trying to get home so I could save the world. That's how Martin Luther King Jr. talked all the time. He was such a fuck. I have a scheme. That's what it should have been called. I have a scheme that one day little black boys and little white girls will join hands in the oppression of a giant tyrannical government. I have a scheme today. I have a scheme that I will be part of a movement that limits the growth of black people in America forever. I have a scheme today. Let's join hands in the old nigger spiritual. Scheme at last. Scheme at last. Thank God in Satan we are scheming at last. All right. Bye-bye, everybody. Hit the like button and share it because we're still here. I haven't been kicked off yet, but I will be eventually. It's only a matter of time. Hit the like button, share hugepianist.com for a copy of one of my self-produced specials. Patreon.com/WDTL, paypal.me/feedthebear if you'd like to make a donation, because this is 100%, this is 100% crowdfunded. I do not take money from any of the Jew corporations or the Jew networks, because I will not fight in the foreign wars of Syria or the black hills of Iraq. I have a dream today that one day the opium fields of Afghanistan will not be filled with the blood of my buddies. I have a dream today. Bunch of fucking fags. All right, so paypal.me/feedthebear if you want to keep the stream alive. Because I have a scheme that one day little black boys. He's such a creep. Ben just said, Jesus Christ. I feel like I don't like the placement of that. So you're now banned. Because you weren't saying it in a good way. You weren't like, you were saying like, Jesus Christ. I could tell that one. I'm going to trust my instincts on that one. I have a dream that one day, little black boys and little black, I have a stream. That's funny. I have a stream. I'm going to rename this whole episode, I have a stream. I have a stream. And the old nigga spiritual. All right. Much love, everybody. Have a great day. Stay hydrated and make babies. They don't have to be white. As long as you believe in the right shit in the world. Make babies. Usually they turn out to be white. But I know plenty of good blacks that didn't fall for the scheme. So if you're one of those guys, let's crank some babies. But most likely, it's the whites. It's up to you, whites. And I'm not a white supremacist. I'm merely a white enthusiast. And bear in mind, I did breed with someone that is a little bit brown. I'm glad I did. She's the love of my life. My children are beautiful. But damn it. Let's make America white. I can't get out of this character. There's only whites and blacks. I mean, that really matter. You know, I mean, yeah, you have these little brown people running around, but what is brown? Brown doesn't even mean anything. What, Pakistani, Mexican, Thailand? The fuck is that? I can't even pin you. I don't even know where you're from. How am I supposed to judge you and then piss all over you? All right, I love you guys.